It is with a sincere and grateful heart that we welcome all of you, our First Baptist Church family and friends, those who are listening from far and near to our New Year's Eve prayer call. Happy New Year to all that are on here. I'm excited about crossing over from 2021 and 2022 in just about 15 minutes. So we say once again, thank you to all who are sharing with us. We are grateful to be here, and sincerely, the song that you just heard played echoes the sentiment just really on tonight. We thank God just for being God. We thank God for blessing and keeping us. And so, once again, we welcome all of you who are with us, sharing with us tonight. We pray that you're in your houses, that you're in your places of just, you know, worship, and are ready to cross over from one year into the next with grateful and thankful hearts, and also in postures of prayer as we render ourselves unto the Lord. These are the most important times as we share. And as a church body of believers, Pastor Tucker will come and say what he needs to say in just a few moments and pray us into the new year. But I just want to say thank you so much, First Baptist Church, for being a church that continues to be a church after God's own heart. Certainly God has been good. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And yes, here we are on the cusp of another year saying thank you to him. Let's pray. God, we thank you once again for allowing us to be here. Thank you for the blessing of your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us what we stand in need of. Oh, God, here we are. Thank you, because we know, Lord God, in just a few minutes, yes, we have done before. We have been at church on these watch night services. We understand the history of watch night, and we are diligently waiting for the blessing of your grace one more time to fall fresh upon us, to go from one year into the next, to go from 2021 to 2022. There were those that didn't think they would get out of 2020, and yet you gave us 2021. And so, God, we stand here by the blessing of your grace saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer call. Thank you for those that are on the opposite end, those that are listening, those that are praying, those that are hoping, those that are believing, those, Lord God, that are walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you for those who operate this call. Thank you, God, for those who give of themselves, Lord, and don't think it robbery to share of their time, their talent, and treasure. Thank you for our pastor, Pastor Frank D. Tucker. Thank you, God, for how he has stayed on the wall, how he has led, how he has preached, how he has taught, how he is, his wisdom, Lord God, has helped lead and guide us through these tough times. We say thank you, God, even for faithfulness. And so, Lord, we humble ourselves before you now and give you glory. Bless the service, Lord. Bless this prayer call. And, Lord, allow it to be what you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all together listen to this song and allow this song to sincerely be our mantra, not just our mantra, be our attitude as we move from 2021 into 2022, because we are grateful.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful
for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Amen. We are grateful. Grateful to God once again for his blessing. Grateful for the treasure that he has given unto us. As we think about and get ourselves prepared for crossing over, let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all to the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. An attitude of gratitude. Just very briefly, my oldest son is 11 now. He started playing basketball when he was 8 years old. And, you know, he really wasn't into sports before, but all of a sudden he started liking Steph Curry, watching on YouTube the greatest, you know, 100 greatest Steph Curry moments. And then he was watching LeBron James, watching others, even watching old videos of Michael Jordan. So he wanted to play basketball, signed him up for basketball. And, you know, one of those things where all the kids make the team. And all of them were excited. He began learning, though, in basketball that there was much more than to basketball than offense. He also learned that there was something called defense. Yeah, everybody wanted to shoot. Everybody wanted to score. He came home one day saying, Daddy, why do we have to learn defense? And I tried to tell him, defense helps you win games. Because those that are of good offense know that their arsenal cannot be singular. It has to be multifaceted. And so my son, he didn't touch the ball that much. He made no shots, but he began to learn defense. and he was one of the best defensive players on the team. I say that to say for all of us that we understand in this walk of faith, prayer, we understand in this walk of faith, we love to hear the word of God preached, we love to hear the word of God taught, but a lot of times what happens is we forget that in our arsenals, we have gratitude, a grateful heart, a grateful spirit to say thank you to God. Gratitude is an amazing thing because it helps us understand that wherever we are, no matter where we are, we can always give God thanks. And through the tumultuous year of 2020 and even 2021, even with COVID, with Omicron and all these things, with personal deaths that have touched our hearts, with all the things that we know, even as we look forward to 2022 in just a couple of minutes, we still ought to have an attitude of gratitude. So in your arsenal, never forget to say thank you. Never forget to tell God thank you for the grace that he has given unto us, that we can be saved. Never forget to give God everything you have in gratitude to say thank you for even my adverse times. Thank you for your admonishment. Thank you for the lessons you taught. Thank you for the love I've shared. And even for those I've lost, thank you for allowing that relationship to exist because it made me better. In everything, we ought to give God thanks, because we should have an attitude of gratitude. So as we go from 2021 to 2022, don't forget to say thank you to God. We now want to open up our lines, as we do every Wednesday. We're doing it at the end of the year for prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, the lines will be open for 20 seconds to give your request unto the Lord. And Pastor Tucker will lead us in prayer as we go from one year into the next. God bless you.
As we come at this moment, moving into the new year, shall we get into our experience, our hearts, our minds, and our positions where we can call upon the Lord in a spirit and in an attitude of gratitude. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come before you just now to say thank you. Our minds and our hearts come before you together as a people, your people, God, to say thank you. We are full of gratitude and appreciation for allowing us to come through this year of 2021. It has been tough, God. We have had doubts and we have had moments of fear and moments of frustration. We've had times of pain, but you have been with us and you have brought us through, and we want to say thank you. The coronavirus, oh God, has played havoc in the comfort and pleasures of our lives. We've not been able to live in the joyous freedom that we have experienced in times past. But God, you brought us through. You have been merciful to us. Many have not been able to make it, but we are here this time, at this hour, at this moment, to say thank you. Thank you for right now, God. Thank you for this moment when the clock strikes midnight, this moment when you have given us victory, this moment when there is joy in our hearts and joy in our lives because of your presence, because of your power, because of your peace. We praise you, God. We exalt your name. Thou hast been faithful. Thou hast been our deliverer. You are our salvation. And we want to say thank you, O God, for this moment, for this comfort, for this joy that is in our hearts and in our spirits, because you are with us. You have blessed us and you have kept us, and we do say thank you for every moment that you've been with us and brought us through 2021. Now, God, we want to say thank you again. Thank you for the promise, the promises that you have for us for 2022. Walk with us, O God. Carry with us, O God. Enable us to be close to you and draw nigh unto your spirit, that we may be comforted as we go through the ups and downs and the trials of the new year, as we experience the promise of hope, the peace of that comes with the assurance that we got another chance, another opportunity, that you are blessing us and will bless us, and you will be with us as we walk down the new terra firma. We ask, O God, your sustaining grace and mercy. Give us the assurance that we are never alone. Walk with us day by day and bless us as only you can do, because you are a great God. Keep us now, O God, and sustain us, that we may be the people that you want us to be, that we may be able to tell the story, that we may be able to witness to you day by day, hour by hour, that we may be able to be the persons, the people, the individuals that will lift up your name, and that will demonstrate that we are yours, and that we would be the individuals that will enable us to walk in the light and show others the way. Thank you, God, for keeping us. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Master, for giving us the promise of a new year. Help us to use it. Help us to do what you desire us to do. And as you have brought us to this moment, surely not to leave us. But you brought us also this moment that we may use it to your glory and to your honor. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you, and grant unto you his holy peace. Amen. Now, may I suggest that you take care of yourselves, that you keep safe, that you would make sure that you do all the things that you know that is right to be done, that will keep yourself and others safe. Get your vaccines, wear your mask, get tested, stay your social distances. The trials are not over, the challenges are not over, and we urge you, to love yourselves, to love your families, and love others, that you would do what you know you need to do to keep us all safe. Be comfortable and praise God every day. May I say to each one of you now, have a blessed and happy new year. God is with you and has promised to keep you even unto everlasting joy. God bless and have a great evening.